Welcome to part 21, where we will learn phrases related to learning, studying, and remembering.
I don't know how it calls.
Extra wrong. We cannot use how here. We need to use what. Why? We use how with processes and actions. I don't know how to say this word. I don't know how to pronounce this word. I don't know how to spell this word. I don't know how to dance. I don't know how to fix a computer. We use what with names and labels, like, what is your name? What is this called? It's called a lighter.
I don't know what it calls.
No. I don't know what it is called. I don't know what it's called. The question form is, what is it called? You have to reverse the order of it and is to get the statement form. This is actually important if you want to sound sophisticated in English. Also, it's not what it calls. It's what it's called. Called is like passive. What do I call this is active. What is it called? Passive. So, question form is, what is it called? What's it called? Statement form is, I don't know what it is called. I don't know what it's called. When you can't remember something you were just about to say, we say, it's on the tip of my tongue. It's on the tip of my tongue. That's so annoying. When you feel like you know the name of it and you just can't remember right now in this moment. Oh, I know that movie. What's the name of it? It's on the tip of my tongue. I know the name of that movie. It just slipped my mind. It slipped my mind is another way to say you forgot in this moment. I was supposed to text him back last night and it slipped my mind. Or, oh, I'm so sorry. I missed our appointment. I had an off day and it must have just slipped my mind. Also, we say something escapes you when you forget. The name of that movie escapes me. I can't think of it. Have you ever heard someone say, something is throwing me off or something throws me off? When I was in Cambodia, I got used to no one speaking English. So when I would go to the market, I would have my phone open with photos to show them what I was looking for. Every once in a while, someone would speak English, and it always threw me off when they spoke English because I wasn't expecting it. So when something throws you off, it either confuses you or surprises you. One way to express that you don't understand something is, I'm lost, or you lost me. You lost me. Can you say that again? I was so lost in my undergraduate astronomy class. I had no idea what was going on. I'm following or I'm tracking means I am understanding everything that you're saying. Are you following me? I was tracking up until the point he started talking about quantum physics. He lost me at quantum physics. Or you can just say, I don't get it. Like, I don't get why the visa process is so hard in certain countries. The seventh grade math teacher went over basic geometry over and over again with her class, but they never got it. To go over means to cover or review some material. We can go over subject material, data, textbooks. In this course, we go over native expressions. That means we review them, we study them. Go over the chapter before class. That means read it first. We'll go over that in the next class means we will review it together. We'll cover it in the next class. Let's go over the homework. So to go over the homework means we're going to review it together. We're going to go through every question and make sure that you understand everything. You can go over something briefly, or you can go over something thoroughly, go over it in depth. You could also go through material. So when you go through material, this expression has a sense of searching for something. You're going through it to find something. Go through is used in a lot of ways, so I'll give you some examples. Right now, I am going through the clothes in my closet to try to find things to get rid of. I always go through my clothes before I move. When you go through material, like for a class or to study, it means you're looking for something in that material. What are you looking for? I don't know. Maybe you're looking for some information from a YouTube video. Or if you're studying an English video, maybe you're looking for new vocabulary. Go through this video and make a list of the vocabulary that is new for you. So while we're on this topic, I want to give you two phrasal verbs, look over and look through. Look over a text means to read it. Look over a website, read it. Look over a contract, read it. Look over the contract and let me know if there are any problems. Please look over the material before class. By the way, overlook is totally different. If you overlook something, it means you didn't see it. You missed it. She got bad grades because she often overlooked her homework. So when you look over something, you're reading it. When you look through something, this is usually about a search. I look through apartments on Airbnb before I move to a new country. So I look through the listings and I'm doing a search for a good apartment. When you Google something, when you do an internet search, you look through the results before you click on something, usually. On TikTok, I look through my comments every day. What am I looking for? I'm looking for specific things. Do people have questions? Is the feedback positive? Is the feedback negative? I always look through my comments. To look into something means to investigate it. She looked into several companies before applying for her job. I don't have time to look into complicated visa processes, so I just go to countries that make it easy to get in. You know, I studied Japanese several years ago, but it's been a long time and I've forgotten almost everything. I would like to brush up on my Japanese. You brush up on knowledge or skills. You could brush up on your dance moves, and you could brush up on your English. If you want to brush up on your English skills, you might skim some English textbooks to decide where to start. If you skim some material, it means like read it quickly just to get the general idea of what's going on. It's like a superficial quick reading. The opposite of skimming would be reading carefully. Once you find a grammar point that you want to brush up on, you can do a deeper dive into that topic. So when we dive into a topic, it means we're going to study it, research it, talk about it. And a deep dive is to research that topic thoroughly, completely. The speaker did a deep dive on Instagram marketing. Superficially, we can do an overview or skim the surface of a topic. If you scroll through my TikTok, you can get an overview. You can skim the surface of native expressions and pronunciation. When you take this course, we can do a deeper dive into English conversation and native expressions. We go over native expressions in this course. So all of these are synonyms, right? Go over, go through, read about it, learn about it, talk about it, cover it, review it. If you wait until the last minute to go over material for a test that you have, we call that cramming. So you study a lot right before the test. When you cram, you might be able to retain some of that information in your short-term memory, but you will forget it as soon as the test is over. So it's not super effective. When you memorize something, we say you know it by heart. So pre-literate people who didn't read and write, they memorized almost everything. So they knew a lot of stories by heart. Do you know any poetry or stories by heart? Remember and recall mean the same thing, and you can use them interchangeably. Like, I don't remember the name of that movie. I don't recall the name of that movie. The one that's different is remind. Remind is when you make someone else remember something. Oh, something that you just said reminded me of something that I read. Can you remind me to make an appointment tomorrow morning? In the next lesson, I'm going to give you the native expressions that you need to talk about going places.